Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
It's the best as well as the rest.
Welcome to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast. This is the more part of it, I think.
Yeah, the little bit of extra that we like to laugh about at the beginning.
A little bonus. A little bonus action for you. Don't even make you pay for it. You buy the podcast, you get this free. Which sucks because they don't even buy the podcast. Podcasts are free.
Just got to download it. Sometimes it takes a little bit of phone space.
Yeah, that's true. Oh my God. I got to stop downloading podcasts. I have way too many on the go. And then so many of them like come out daily and it's like, yeah. I'm not listening to 3 hours every single day. It's not the Joe Rogan podcast. I'll tell you that much for free right now. It's usually like a lot of like daily sports talk ones, but
okay.
Oh my God. How many podcasts do you like actually have?
I have four that I regularly listen to pretty much every week.
Are they like weekly ones?
Yeah, just weekly. They're not daily, that's for sure.
Oh my God. Yeah. Who has time for all that? There's a reason we do this once a week. And, I mean, sometimes barely even that. Most of that's because I can't put together a lot of funny breaks. But we found some. We found some. And they're coming up.
The good news or bad news, I guess, today is that it's the first official day of school.
Woo, woo.
Oh, we had different opinions. But it's really a massive day for two different grades.
Okay.
At least in Alberta, it's a big one for the first graders and the 10th graders.
Okay.
For the first graders, it's your first real year of school. If you went to kindergarten, you had like half days and you learned about bunnies.
Yeah.
And if you're going into 10th grade, it's the first real year of scary school.
Ooh.
That first year of high school.
True,
memories.
It gets easier from there. But I think you do learn a lot of lessons, just the school ones.
You really do. Like how one teaches you about not eating paste, and the other one teaches you not about messing with the old kids out at the smoker's pit.
Or one teaches you not to mess with the class pet, and the other teaches you what happens to the teacher's pet.
Exactly. These are the very important lessons you have to learn. Or, I mean, there's the other one which teaches you the difference in scent between regular markers and scented markers. And, well, the other one teaches you the difference between something that's a green leaf substance and something that's definitely just oregano.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
Finally drove out to site.
For the first time?
How many times have you done this?
Well, in my first couple weeks here, I drove out once or twice. And then every time someone comes to visit, I take them out.
Really?
To see it. Yeah.
I was told that, like, when people first came up here around, like, when a lot of the shift in new workers started, like, at the radio station around 2016, 2017, I was told that everybody got a drive out to site just to go take a look, see it, you know, understand a part of Fort McMurray.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen for me.
Oh.
It took me a month to go see Thickwood and Timberley because I thought, you know, all of Fort McMurray, because Fort McMurray is so spread out, right? You see Gregoire. You see, you know, parts of Avisan, and then you see downtown.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe this is all there is to Fort McMurray. And then somebody's like, oh, no, there's a lot more. But wait, there's more. So it took me a month to find out Thickwood and Timberley existed, and now I live in one of them.
And then it took you 4 years
to drive another 30 minutes north of town to go see site.
How was it?
You know what? It was interesting. It taught me a little bit more about it than what I kind of knew. And there's a lot of like things I'd heard about that was kind of interesting to just finally see.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think that was definitely a positive for sure. There was like a couple of historic side piece things, like where they show you some of the old equipment, and Jaron should just be a tour guide.
Well, he knows what's going on. And
I
mean,
know.
Historic side pieces. Could you possibly be talking about the giants of mining?
The giants of mining, of course.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
Right. Well, there's a couple. There's like another art piece thing, I think, on the side of the road, too, wasn't there?
Like the buffaloes?
The bison.
Oh, yeah.
Bison.
Is that not the same thing?
I don't know. It's too early in the morning to get into an argument about these things. I was just told there's bison out there, and I'm pretty sure the plural of bison is bison.
Bison?
The Bisons?
Oh, what the buffalo say to his son when he was going off to college.
Oh, what?
Bye, son.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
So, you know when you watch some movies and you're like, that is so far-fetched, it would never happen, this movie's stupid?
Yeah.
Okay, but then you listen to like some true crime podcast and you're like, that had to have happened because people can't make this up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For okay. sure.
Family in Nanaimo had one of those moments over the weekend.
Okay.
Pretty awful. A little bit scary. So they left home for 3 weeks, went to the Yukon on vacation.
That is terrifying. It's cold up there.
When they came back, they found that their house had been being lived in for the past 3 weeks.
Like, and somebody broke in and was living there?
Yeah.
Like Goldilocks and the Three Bears style?
Kind of, but really creepily. So what they did, they took all of these people's blankets, ripped them up, and boarded up the windows with them. Like, put blankets over top of every window. They took all of the people's pictures down and faced them down. They opened up their kids' Build-A-Bears and stole the voice box out of them.
What?
Yeah. They ripped the marriage certificate in half. And they found their kids' toys, like, buried in the backyard and strung up hanging from trees.
You're selling that house.
So then...
there are monsters in your house now.
Yeah. People come back terrified.
Naturally.
And they work all day cleaning their house, and they're like, I just can't. Like, I'm so unsettled.
Yeah.
So they went and stayed in a hotel.
Uh-huh.
The husband goes to drive by the house again later that night. And Buddy has come back and boarded up the windows again with more blankets from their linen closet.
Oh, yeah, no, that house, that you sell that thing, you move away, it's not a person, that is ghosts right there.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
My encounters, at least with the bear, have only been on Facebook. So
yeah, you haven't, like... actually run into a bear yet, right?
I haven't, but I have seen in my neighborhood Facebook group that there's been a bear lurking on my street every morning when I'm leaving for work.
Oh my goodness.
So like for the past 3 mornings.
It's the neighborhood bear.
It's the neighborhood bear. But last night in my neighborhood group.
What happened?
Things got real.
Oh my God.
So somebody posted the bear was on the street. Somebody else was like, why don't you just call Fish and Wildlife? They're like, already called. They're on their way. Then it was just like this giant play-by-play of, please stop driving by where the bear is. Fish and Wildlife is trying to catch it. Then
everyone wants to see the bear. It's like a roadside attraction.
Exactly. Then the bear is up in the tree now. Did they catch the bear? I heard a loud snap. No, the trap just got moved. They're still working on the bear. Please stop driving by. 72 comments of a play-by-play of this bear about five houses down.
I don't want the play-by-play to ever end. I just want more and more play-by-plays.
Well,
the bear is now home with his family. The bear made chili for dinner. The kids have complained. Soccer practice is tomorrow for the Bears.
And the
oddly enough, their team is named the Cougars.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
So, Steph, I have taken Pharrell Williams' Happy.
Ooh, all right.
Translated it into Kurdish.
Kurdish? Where do they speak that?
In Kurdish land?
Okay, I don't know. Sounds good.
The land of the Kurds. I don't know. My knowledge of languages, very limited. My knowledge of this song, a little bit better.
Ooh.
But let's find out if my singing's on the same level, shall we?
Sure.
Baby, what I'm saying seems kind of crazy. Sunshine, it is here. You can relax. I was a hot air balloon inside of the outer space. I breathe air, and I am not saying goodbye to the baby. Oh, because I'm happy.
Mike, I'm glad you're not saying bye to the baby.
I know. It's an ugly divorce.
Oh, gosh.
The wife's an interesting one. All right, Steph, what do you got for us?
I'm going to do a Justin Timberlake song, Can't Stop the Feeling.
Ooh, a fun, upbeat one. Let's see how this goes.
Felt this feeling inside my bones. It will be electrified, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We fly up nowhere when we are in our area. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got this good soul in my feet. I feel
feel the hot blood in my body when it drops. I cannot take my eyes up off it, moves so wonderfully. Room locked as we shook it, so do not stop.
Okay. All right. Those were a lot of words. And that's one of those instances where you just throw it into translate and a lot of it just doesn't make sense anymore.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph on Mix 103.7.
Mike, your name is pretty normal.
I tend to think so.
Okay, and their celebrities seem to name their kids weird things, like there was Apple.
Apple, yeah, that was Gwyneth Paltrow, and then of course we had Elon Musk and however the hell you're supposed to say that.
Yes, and he put this Roman numeral in the name, and people were like, oh my gosh, can you even do that? But apparently somebody 4 years earlier did.
Aren't Roman numerals just letters, though?
I guess so, but when you pronounce them as the number 12, they become numbers again.
I don't know how that works. Because, I mean, M-I in Mike, I mean, M's a Roman numeral. I don't know which one. I is, of course, one.
I'm going to start calling you your number name now.
My number name?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I'm going to figure it out.
We got to figure this out now. Okay, interesting.
Okay. 4 years ago, though, somebody else put a Roman numeral in their child's name, and they weren't famous, so they don't get a pass for it.
Okay.
They decided to name their kid K-V.
Yeah.
I-I-I.
Oh.
L-Y-N. Do you know what name that is?
Kvitlin?
Also known as the Roman numeral 8 in the middle of Caitlin.
Oh, boo! Boo! You want to know about weird names?
Yeah.
My mom's a high school teacher, and she taught this girl. Her name was L-E-A. What was her name?
Leah.
Ladasha.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
Do you have, like, a happy corner of the internet? Is there somewhere that makes you feel good?
Dog videos all the time. Like, scroll through Instagram, and now they've got that Reels thing, which is just like TikTok.
Yeah.
And it's just a whole bunch of, like, golden retriever and corgi and puppy videos. It's fantastic.
I love it. So, like, when you're in a bad mood, that's where you go?
It's when I'm in any mood. Hungry puppies.
Love it. Love it.
Sad puppies. Angry puppies.
Puppies. Puppies make everything.
Steph's talking too much during my break. Puppies.
Wow. Okay. Well, I have this happy corner that I discovered like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And it's called Weird Secondhand Finds That Just Need to Be Shared. It's a Facebook
weird
group.
Weird secondhand finds. So like what? People who go to like the Salvation Army?
Yeah. And they're like, why is this a thing? Everybody.
Why did I get this Louis Vuitton bag for $20?
Moreover, like, why is this clown sitting in a coffin and being sold type thing?
Oh
like,
my,
like, really,
what?
Like, okay, that one was really dark.
That
I should have come up with something
what?
Better.
Why is this clown in a coffin?
Okay.
That's worse than the time you wish death on that cat who keeps bringing me mice.
Okay. That's not the part that makes
and this,
me.
Well, time out. And you said that this brings you joy?
Okay.
Mary Kondo is out there somewhere, and she is judging you very hard.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
Hear me out.
Okay.
This does sound a little kooky. I get it. I know.
Pardon
but there have been a lot more groupings of birds, flocks of just birds in the air lately.
Would you say a gaggle of birds?
Or, sure, I don't know. I thought it was a flock. I don't know.
A flock, gaggle, it's for geese. Have you seen any geese?
Not many. Most of the geese, gonzo.
They already were like, that's too cold for me. Labor Day's coming. See you, bye.
Yeah, exactly. But they seem to be everywhere. And they're not just flying south. Like, that was my thought, too. It's like, okay, maybe it's just a lot of geese and they're all flying south. But they're all, like, just hanging out in these massive groups or murders, if you're a crow.
Oh.
But yesterday, first it's the seagulls over at Miskina. It was golfing Miskina, and there was a ton of seagulls just flying overhead.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I go home, and there's a lot of crows outside our place. There was like 10 on one single tree.
Ooh.
And a lot of them just hanging out on the lawn.
Strange.
Then this morning, there's a raven eating garbage on my car.
You are kidding. You know what a raven flock is called?
No.
An unkindness.
Well, I'm terrified to go down to
you know, our parking garage here and find out which bird has now pooped on my car. So,
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
Mike, I have to tell you a funny story about this weekend.
Okay.
So, I was camping at Crow Lake, and I think that they should rename it Moth Lake. Because,
oh, that bad?
Oh, my goodness. So everywhere? Many moths. So first thing that happened, wake up Saturday morning, making everyone some coffee and tea. And I hand the first cup to my husband, who says, is that a moth in there?
Oh.
So you can tell how this weekend goes. So
gross.
First moth at Moth Lake. And then as the weekend continues, like, I am finding moths all over the place. They are hanging out in the folds of the tents. They're hanging out in the chairs.
I love
like
that.
I open up the utensil bin and what? A moth is on the roof. Why? Who knows? And then go into the pit toilet and think that there's just a bunch of like maple tree helicopters because I'm from Ontario and think there's maple trees here. But no, it's just a bunch of moths.
Ew.
Everywhere. So I was really excited to come home and not be around moths anymore. I was like, oh, I have survived the moth apocalypse.
Moth apocalypse.
Except yesterday afternoon, driving home from work, minding my own business, and doesn't a moth think it should get me in an accident?
Oh my God.
I'm on the 63 bypass heading south, and suddenly this moth flies up from the back seat and into my face, and I start screaming, remember that I am driving a big metal box, and I'm like, okay, I've got to do something, and I'm swatting at the moth, and then I remember, my window rolls down.
Yep.
Rolled that window down and it got sucked outside. And I was like, oh, okay, that better be the last moth I see of 2020.
Hopefully. Weather cool off already. Steph can't handle any moths.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
There's few things I really enjoy about summer more than breaking out the barbecue.
Ah, beautiful thing.
I mean, I'll still do it in minus 40, but I won't enjoy it as much.
True.
I will be grumpy.
Payoff is pretty good.
Oh, I love barbecue. It makes me feel like a man.
Oh.
There's not a lot of things I can do that make me feel that way. I can change a tire, and I can grill up a steak real nice. Real nice. But, you know, the thing about, you know, burgers and steaks and stuff like that is that environmentalists say that cows have kind of a crazy impact on the world, so we should be eating kind of less red meat and focusing on some other things. So right now there's this company out of Alberta that's coming up with like a new type of Beyond Meat style burger.
Okay.
And they're saying this is like the closest thing to a hamburger that you're going to get like that's made of a cow.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So they're taking this the extra step. They're making it look real. You are giving me a cringe that is...
I'm a bit nervous. Like, what are they going to put in this?
I don't actually know entirely what's in it. I know that, like, you know, there's parts of this and there's parts of that. Like, there's different beans that have been produced and, okay, you know...
That makes you feel better.
And then
you're
saying
parts of this and parts of that.
Well,
I'm thinking
yeah,
you're talking about a hot dog. Like,
no,
I was
no,
like,
no.
What?
It's all veggie... like,
okay,
it's all vegetable and, like, grain related, but... They took it so far that they're making this burger have the ability to bleed.
What?
Blood.
I don't want to think about it.
What is with this company? Like, who do they think that we are? Barbarians? If it doesn't bleed, it's not a real burger, damn it. Can't they just understand that, like, yeah, we'll probably try that burger, but, like, the reason none of these have succeeded so far is because they taste bad. You make one of these things, it doesn't taste like a dried up mound of mashed beans. Maybe we'll actually eat it once.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph
on Mix 103.7.
We find out about the new dictionary words of 2020.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen these yet.
There's a couple of really interesting ones that make the crack every single year. Here are some of the weird ones this year, including am I right?
You are kidding. They're making that a dictionary word?
So like where it's am I right?
Yeah.
It's just A-M-I-R-I-T-E.
Come on.
D-G-A-F, which is the acronym for don't give a...
You are kidding.
A fudge.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
That's okay. A new word. Jabroni.
Jabroni. I don't know what that means.
Well, you'll have to look it up in the dictionary. As well as swole. Feeling swole.
Swole. Like when you go to the gym.
Yeah, like when you go to the gym and you come out and you're looking swole.
swole.
Yeah, okay. All swollen. But the wildest word to make the dictionary this year is zhuzh.
Zhuzh.
Like you know, like when you got something that looks okay, but you gotta zhuzh it up a little bit.
Oh, yep. Okay.
That is the word. But Steph, yeah. For $1,000 on the line right now, can you spell the word zhuzh?
Zhuzh. Okay. J maybe. J U J J U J G E. Zhuzh.
What if I told you that it starts with the letter Z?
It does not.
What if I told you there's two Zs in that word?
What?
Z-H-U-Z-H.
No.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
Steph, it is my favorite time of the year.
Because it's back to school?
No,
or?
Not at all. That is the last reason I like September.
Why is... What's the first?
Well... Yesterday, my girlfriend and I took a little trip downtown.
Oh, okay.
To the old Peter Pond Mall, where I notice that Spirit of Halloween is back
you
open.
You are kidding. It okay.
It was actually our entire reason of going downtown. My girlfriend loves Halloween. She loves it more than any other holiday. It is her Christmas and birthday and Boxing Day and Thanksgiving all mixed into one for her. It is the best time in her world. And I just like walking around Spirit of Halloween. I think it's a cool store. I mean, I like seeing what the cool and hip costumes are going to be.
Yes.
But most of all, I love walking around and watching kids lose their minds and get scared at the jumping pop-out little machine things.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm talking about? Those things you put on your doorstep?
Yeah, I am terrified of those, and I beeline it to the costume section with, like, a shield on my eyes from that.
Well, they have one right at the front door, too. And my girlfriend, like, jumped out of her socks. I knew it was coming. I could see it from a mile away. I was like, there's two things standing right by that front door. One of them's going to pop out at me. I was like, all right, go ahead, ladies first. And it jumped at her.
You mean boyfriend.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Chivalrous. Chivalrous.
Oh, okay.
I was being so kind. But I walked around that store and saw five kids hit the floor in terror. And then I hit the floor in laughter.
Thanks for listening to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
For more episodes, subscribe now on iTunes, Spotify, or where all great podcasts are found.